你好，我是 Monster， 欢迎来到我们今天瞬间秒杀听力的课堂。首先我们来朗读一遍，然后我们进行详尽的分解。Here we go. Blake, how do you usually spend your weekends?
I get up early and go jogging. No wonder you have such a healthy physique.
Thank you. What about you?
I like to sleep the whole weekend.
I'm afraid that's an unhealthy lifestyle.
I know, but I'm always so tired after working all week. I need to get some shut-eye.
I read an article that said exercise can help beastiredness.
Okay, very good. Let's check it out. 我们看所有听力跟口语的一些秘诀。第一句话， Blake, how do you usually spend your weekends? 那这个单这些单词当中很多一些弱化现象。你看一下 Blake, 加粗的字体是被强调，叫实义词汇，不被加粗的一般用降调，同时还有弱化现象。 How do you, do 不被强调可以弱化成 the, you 可以弱化成 ye, 就变成 how do you,How do you? 而且得用降调读 Usually 这是标准发音，通常 a 可以去掉，就变成 usually Usually How do you usually spend your weekends?
Your 不被强调，有一个弱化现象，弱化成也，叫个儿化音，叫 yer 同时 d 加也可以发成止，这是一个同化音，所以 spend your 可以弱化成 spend your也可以说成 spend your, 都可以哈。spend your weekends. 这句话就变成 Blake, 不被强调用降调读 How do you usually spend your weekends?
How do you usually spend your weekends?
自然一点 Blake, how do you usually spend your weekends?
How do you usually spend your weekends?
I get up early and go jogging. 他说一般来说，因为第一个问句是什么，就是你通常你的周末是怎么打发的，他说我一般我会早起然后去慢跑。这边听力难点是什么？ Get up early, get up 都认识，但加个 up 跟 early 经常会有连音，叫 get up early, P 浊化成 B,
I get up early and
不被强调弱化成 N,
and go jogging,
我们知道户外的运动 go 是短暂的户外的运动，那么 go jogging 固定的搭配指的是慢跑。
I get up early and go joggingI get up early and go jogging.
I get up early and go jogging.
No wonder you have such a healthy physique.
Physique 这个单词也许听力的难点，因为有的呢同学不太认识。Physique 指的是体格，是一个人的整体啊。不怪你拥有如此健康的一个体型或体格，健康的体格。来看一下这边 ，No wonder. No wonder 这是难怪不怪的意思。No wonder you have such a 有一个连音 ，such 跟 a。叫 such a healthy physique, 重音在后面。
physique. No wonder you have such a healthy physique.
No wonder you have such a healthy physique. Very good. 我们看下面。Thank you. What about you? 强调 you, 啊。那你呢？
What about you?
I like to sleep the whole weekend. 我喜欢啊整个周末睡到底啊，就是整个我喜欢啊周末都是用来睡觉的。来看一下 like to 加快速度，这个 to 可以弱化成 t.
I like to sleep the whole weekend.
I like to sleep the whole weekend.
I'm afraid that's an unhealthy lifestyle.
那这句话听力难点是什么？连音。
I'm afraid that's an unhealthy lifestyle.
那我恐怕这是一个不太健康的生活方式。I'm afraid 变成 I'm afraid 表示不同意见的时候，一般用这样比较的缓和一点。我恐怕。
I'm afraid that's 跟 an 连音叫 that's an
跟 unhealthy 有连音，不健康，叫做 an unhealthy。 那其实你要知道 an 在连音的时候是发两遍的，什么叫发两遍？你看 that's an 已经发了一遍， an unhealthy 又发了一遍， that's an unhealthy
I'm afraid that's an unhealthy lifestyle.
I'm afraid that's an unhealthy lifestyle.
I knowBut I'm always so tired after working all week.
这边最难的就是 working all week. Working all 有个难点。首先我们看前面的连叫 But I'm always.
But 跟 I'm 变成 But I'm.
Am 跟 always 有连变成 always.
But I'm always.
而且不被加粗的用降调读。
I know. But I'm always so tired after working all week.
Working 跟 all 有连音，以 ing 结尾可以把 g 去掉，用 in 跟 all 形成一个连音，叫 working all。当然你可以不用连，叫 working all week。他说，当我那么 工作了一周之后感觉特别的疲劳。
But I'm always so tired after working all week. I need to get some shut eye.
这个 shut eye 就是 sleep 的意思，只是比较口语化一点。所以 need to, to 前面是一个浊辅音的时候，清辅音发成 t 是浊辅音，可以发成 t 跟成 d 两种方式都可以。那这边发成 d 好一点点，叫 need.
I need to get some shut eye.
就是 get some sleep.
我需要睡一会儿。I need to get some shut eye.
I read an article, 这是一个过去式，不是 read, read, 有连音 I read an article, 我读到了一篇文章 read an, 连音 in 跟 article, 又连 an article, 就变成 I read an article that said exercise can help ease tiredness, ease, help ease, 经常在听的时候会产生单词的一些那么错乱，因为不知道是什么意思， ease 指的是停止，这种Tiredness 指的是疲倦，能够帮助。Help ease 就是 help to ease。美语当中 to 一般不加。Help ease tiredness 能够让你啊睡眠啊这种疲倦会减少舒缓。来把这一段重新来听一遍。
Blake, how do you usually spend your weekends?
I get up early and go jogging.
No wonder you have such a healthy physique.
Thank you. What about you?
I like to sleep the whole weekend.
I'm afraid that's an unhealthy lifestyle.
I know, but I'm always so tired after working all week. I need to get some shut eye.
I read an article that said exercise can help ease tiredness.
Okay, very good. 这是我们今天所分享的内容。如果你想要跟 Monster 系统的提升听力跟口语，你可以来参加我21天听力口语的挑战计划。这是一个完全免费的公益活动。21天的挑战21个主题，由我全程带你精听和分析数百页的口语材料。每节课一个多小时，全程的干货，很轻松的一个月让你打通听力跟口语。如果你想要获得这免费的课程，请立刻关注微信公众号学豆英语，学习的学，豆子的豆。关注之后呢，会立刻推送一个微信群给你，扫码进群就可以参加我21天的直播了。 See you next time guys.